AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More money will be sent to Ukraine.
We're sending it directly to the front lines of freedom.
President Biden has approved $800 million more in military aid for Ukraine. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's expected to include 72 howitzers, quadruple the number pledged in an arms package just last week. The increase reflects what's shaping up as a major ground battle in eastern Ukraine, where Russia's trying to take full control of the Donbas. It's a relatively confined area, and heavy weaponry will play a key role.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is likely not the last contribution.
We want to do more. The president said he will be asking Congress for more. We'll learn about that in the next day or so, to be taken up as soon as we can.
A federal judge temporarily blocked a state law in Kentucky that effectively eliminated abortions after the state's two remaining clinics said they couldn't meet its requirements. 13 sexual assault victims of former sports doctor Larry Nassar are suing the FBI, seeking $10 million each, claiming a bungled investigation by agents led to more abuse. The Justice Department's Inspector General concluded the FBI made fundamental errors when it became aware of allegations against Nassar in 2015. Jamie White is attorney for the victims.
In large part, Nassar continued to have access to countless girls on almost a daily basis. An unthinkable and unnecessary number of sexual assaults occurred at the hands of Nassar during that period of time.
University of California, Berkeley police say they're looking for a person trying to hurt specific people on campus and have ordered a campus-wide lockdown. Police say this is not an active shooter on campus, but they're asking people to go indoors and stay away from doors and windows. Lawmakers in Florida gave final passage to a bill that would dissolve Walt Disney World's private government as part of a feud between Disney and Governor Ron DeSantis. This is AP News. 19 people have been arrested in three countries in Europe in the investigation of a major cocaine trafficking network.
The operation was the culmination of an investigation by Belgian, Dutch and German police, as well as anti-drug authorities in Paraguay. Europol, the European Union's law enforcement agency, coordinated the joint action. The network has been under investigation by authorities since February 2021, when a total of 34 tons of cocaine were seized in the ports of Hamburg in Germany and Antwerp in Belgium. Of the arrests, 11 took place in Germany, 5 in Belgium, and 3 in the Netherlands. I'm Karen Chamas.
Daryl LaMonica, the deep-throwing quarterback who won an AFL Player of the Year award and led the Raiders to their first Super Bowl appearance, has died in California. LaMonica was replaced as starter on the Raiders in 1973 by Ken Stabler. The local sheriff says the death is considered to be from natural causes. Daryl LaMonica was 80. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.